Oh, my God.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Mr. Penis.
Mr. Penis, very nice to see you, sir.
You're late. You've come to class late, and you've came in your pants early again, Mr. Potter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Professor Snape.
I'm just learning how to come. I wasn't raised by wizards or something.
I wasn't raised by gay wizards. I was straight my whole life.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Shit, wait, do we have an ad read? No, you're just doing this for fun?
I'm just doing this for fun.
Wow. Reasons.
Nick is smoking something, and I won't say what it is because no free plays.
Yeah, no free advertising.
No free advertising. I feel like
we picked up a crack sponsor. If you
wanna... I feel like we're on Rogan.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like Elon Musk.
I feel like Elon. I thought, what if
the moon was made out of computers?
Damn.
That's a great idea.
You're blowing my damn mind.
That's a great idea, Elon.
Electric cars. I was the first person to even have that idea.
Yeah,
how about this? You did bumper cars.
I wasn't just the guy the first to have billions and billions of fucking dollars to blow money on bullshit electric cars.
You know he changed his name.
What was his name?
Elon. He changed it to E-Lawn.
Oh, nice.
Like electronic lawn.
That's awesome.
Well, his real name was, it was Melon Cusk.
That's awesome.
And he was got, it?
Yeah, everyone used to call him fucking Melonhead back when he was growing up
in South Africa.
On 116th. Hey, Melonhead.
Melonhead.
Oh, I didn't know he was
Melonhead
from...
ain't got no melanin. That's what they,
you know. I didn't know he was from Uptown.
He's from Harlem.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he means by South Africa.
Oh.
Yeah, because the Bronx is North Africa. And Harlem is South Africa.
The Bronx
Africa.
Is more of like an Algeria vibe.
We're legalizing it over here.
Yeah. Dude, I want to get lifted off that.
Fuck you, dude.
Come on, let me get a pull.
You can pull this little nut sack.
Elon Musk said all the in my neighborhood, I've got the beep coming back.
Oh, I like it, dude. Return of the beep.
Return of the beep. Return of the
Once again. Wow.
Legalize it.
Don't criticize it.
Don't criticize it. Suck my penis. Don't give me pussy.
Wow, this is some premium. I'm not going to say what
you
it is.
You can't say what it is.
But it's premium.
But it's good.
It's premium. It's like scientists chose this.
Honestly, it feels good. It actually does feel good to smoke stuff. Man, I got sick. And you know when you get sick?
Mm-hmm. You got corona even though you're vaccinated.
No, I had strep throat. I had Nick, a bacterial infection.
No, you keep hitting it. I'm doing something.
You don't want a pondi.
Pondi. Pass the Dutch and suck on my dick.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm gay.
It'd be very funny if that was a radio edit.
Don't you suck my fucking dick?
Yeah. Just like
We're not sure what it means.
If instead of like Jewish people, it was like Irish guys or Italian guys that own the recording industry, and they'd be like, "Yeah, sorry, we're gonna have to edit your, we're gonna have to do a radio edit on your song."
It would be way better if
just
they
adding
put the
adding N words.
Yep,
adding N words.
Yeah, we want to make it family friendly.
This kind of shit sells.
Yeah.
The more N-bombs.
Listen.
You don't have enough N's.
That had to be a note somewhere in the history of recording music. There was
a Jewish guy.
Do you think that maybe you could say, you know, I'm not going to say it, but you'd like the, you know.
You know.
It's hot. It's hot with
Hold
the
on.
Kids.
Let me go in the booth. Hold on.
Yeah.
And that's him walking around out of the recording studio into the producer's booth.
Okay.
And then getting on the. Can you hear me? I'm on. Okay, Terrence, what I want you to say is more. If you can put more in the song, that would be great. All right, I'm coming back in there now.
Can you say, absolutely. Right after NWA, when they were trying to do copycats, Jews were getting their hands all over that kind of shit.
Yeah. We need
Wasn't part of the movie that there was like a villainous Jew involved, played by Paul Giamatti?
I didn't see the movie, but I feel
like that was part of it.
Yeah, I felt like I didn't need to see it because I lived
need
it.
More attitude. Didn't we already do that on the? Didn't we?
I don't know.
When that movie came out,
I don't know.
Could you just have more attitude? He kind of talks like the Joker.
He does a little bit.
Giamatti does. Yeah.
I remember seeing Sideways and being like, oh, damn, why don't you get more pussy?
I like that movie a lot.
Paul Giacomodi.
I saw it with my dad. It was a weird, it was a really strange movie.
Is your dad a...
No.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
I don't know. I don't know what you asked me, but he's. I don't think he is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm fucking Elon Musk, dude.
Groms, give me some pussy.
Yeah.
Groms, give me some bony pussy.
Good. I'm good off that. I'm mad stone.
You good off the Chiba?
Yeah, I'm mad. I'm mad lifted.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. This settled my stomach.
Actually, yeah, I forget how nice it is.
It is really nice. And I do kind of feel something.
Yeah.
Now that I don't really smoke much weed anymore.
Yeah, well, that's what it's for.
Well, you actually smoke pole now.
What do you mean?
Cock.
That never made sense to me.
What do you mean?
How's that a euphemism for...
Shut up, Adam.
Sucking a penis.
Smoke pole is awesome.
The thing about these that's great is you can like really fucking rip them, and you hit a ceiling where it's like
absolutely.
You know, that way you can make sure you got all of it.
Yeah,
it's like the opposite of you know when you drink anything out of a Tetra Pak.
What's a Tetra Pak?
Like a coconut water.
Yeah, absolutely.
It always leaves some to the juice.
You always
got to
shake it.
There's always extra shit, and then it's like this. I feel like I'm in a zoo. I feel like I'm in prison.
Yeah.
How is this better for the environment? You're making me throw out juice.
I couldn't agree more about anything.
It feels wasteful.
Return of my dick.
About going to the zoo this weekend to see the tigers.
That's awesome, bro.
Are you going?
Probably not.
I thought you have a season pass.
I do.
How many times have you used it?
Twice. I go maybe like 2-3 times a year. I go to the Prospect Park Zoo.
Oh, you don't go to Bronx? And then
I do the Bronx, too, because the Bronx, you got to go. You got to spend like a week at the Bronx Zoo.
A week?
There's not enough. It's like an amusement park. There's not enough time to see everything in one day.
Really?
I think I'm
it's
going
that
to the,
big?
You got, yes, dude. It is, a, that
is it bigger than the Maryland Zoo?
For sure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That just shows you how little my frame of reference is still Baltimore. I'm like,
the
biggest zoo is the Maryland Zoo.
Yeah, I don't even know. But, I mean, I would imagine there's a train that takes you over a bunch of tigers.
Whoa.
At the Bronx Zoo?
Yeah. That's how you got. That's how you see the tigers. You go on the fucking monorail.
Are you serious? That
majestic
awesome.
Beast, dude. Tigers are amazing.
They are pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you didn't like them until I said that.
They're
so.
Scary.
Honestly, you put me on to tigers, since you...
Stop being honest and admitting that he's afraid of them.
I am afraid of them.
We have a mutual understanding.
I'm afraid
of
most
tigers. And Adam, you're a liar.
I'm a bullshit liar.
Your favorite animal is the fucking the duck-penised platypus.
That's true.
Why?
This is out.
The penis-billed platypus.
Yeah.
It's got a dick on its face that it sucks dick with.
Yep. Wow. Which is the gayest way to suck dick.
Yeah, it's through a
own face cock.
Yeah, and that's your favorite animal.
I think that's pretty
talented.
And
when furries came out, you're like, is this, can I be this?
It doesn't technically have fur, but it's very gay. Yeah. Can I be this?
Can I be this one?
Yo, shot that
and
one.
And the furries were like, that's even for us,
some of the gayest people ever invented.
Yeah, there's a guy, too gay. There's a guy that's a semen breathing dragon. The oldest in that crew.
Dude, those furry suits must smell so bad.
Yeah.
People getting cream pie. They probably have little flaps to get cream pie in.
Yeah, don't they have penis flaps to get their junk out of?
I don't know, but
I just know from the Entourage episode where Turtle, some
he gets
chicks,
fucked. Yeah.
What's the name of the show, Adam?
Entourage. Yeah, I get it.
No, you don't.
I get it.
You don't get it.
I don't get it.
Thank you for admitting the truth.
Some hot chick goes up to Turtle and she's
like... He was describing the show Ballers, but what he calls it is... is Entourage.
No, that's not... It's not what I call it.
That would be a wild...
I call it...
That would be
hey, wild. Folks. It's me, Dwayne the Johnson.
Call a show where Rob Corddry is the second lead that beep ballers makes almost no sense.
No, no,
Beep
Entourage.
Oh, yeah, Beep Entourage.
I call it Sports Entourage.
I actually don't, I don't know anything about the show.
Oh, I've seen two and a half seasons.
Neither.
Really?
A single episode of Ballers nor Entourage.
I haven't seen Entourage either.
So I haven't seen
I've
either
seen
white
every
or black
episode
Entourage.
Of Entourage.
I'm gonna start calling the original
say Ballers
one,
is black Entourage.
I'm gonna start going calling the original one white Entourage.
It is
smart.
It'd
be fun to do like a woke tweet like that. It's like, you know what? How about we start calling Entourage white Entourage,
mm-hmm.
and Ballers we just
Entourage.
call that regular entourage. The real Entourage.
Yeah.
What was that?
And people are like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I don't know.
I
said something racist in private, and now I've converted it into me being.
Yeah. I called something gay once when I was 13.
Did you see that tweet from that trans person that said, after exposing myself to several Jewish people over the last 2 days and 99% of them being rude to me, I'm starting to understand the motivations behind the Holocaust.
Nuh-uh.
What do you mean exposing themselves?
Like penisly?
No.
Like
flashing them?
No, I think just announcing
I'm trans.
That they're trans.
Oh.
That's awesome.
And I can see why that would annoy Jews, because it's given them a little taste of their own medicine.
Right.
What, like Jews are constantly, like trans people coming out of the closet?
No, they're constantly, you'll just be on the bus and they'll be sitting across from you.
And they'll be
eye contact and they're like, sorry, I didn't know if, I'm Jewish by the way.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know if you were looking at me.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
You invade spaces Jewishly.
That's why we put...
You take up too much space Jewishly.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of atmosphere.
Atmospherically, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But some of them you can't even see. They're hidden.
Mm-hmm. The Jews?
Yeah, pulling all of the strings.
They kept them out in the woods back
the
in
woods
the war.
The woods Jews.
They used to take them out of the woods and put them in camps, we learned recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot on Wikipedia.
Yeah, concentration camps, they called them.
Yeah. To hide them? I don't... Jews did that, you're
they
saying?
Didn't know it.
Yeah.
Jews put that whole thing together?
No, there was a group of Germans.
Oh, really?
You're listening to Hardcore History. a lot of people don't know about, but...
I'd never heard that. Are you serious? That's fucked up.
Yeah. There's a lot
what
of... Everyone knows about
them?
the World War, but there was actually a little unknown... There was a second... World War happened.
Not the one with trenches and shit like that?
Not the Great War, no.
Not the Great War?
Yeah.
There was a Great War, too?
There's a Greater War, even better
the,
war.
The Greater War?
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, there was... yeah, they...
That's the one that's about...
States
it's about
rights.
Vito Corleone or Michael Corleone?
Yeah. Michael. Yeah. Michael
well,
kind of coming into
Michael
power.
Is the first.
Coming into his own.
Vito is both.
Yeah, young Vito.
Young Vito was a piece of ass, by the way.
You get young Vito.
Da na 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 na. That's the theme song to the movie American Gangster. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
That one's the best one because it only makes sense with the beep. It doesn't make sense if we take the beep away.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking postmodern.
Well, it gives you a glimpse into the audience, a glimpse into our minds, in which we're never actually saying the word. We only hear the beep.
We only hear the beep.
And things only operate within the context of the beep.
That's right. Yeah. And if you are thinking something,
if you're thinking it,
you're the bad
you're
person.
You're the filthy beep. You're the beep.
You're the beep. You're the beep.
See, I accidentally said beep while pressing the button.
Yes. Because that's what it. That's so much what your brain recognizes.
Mm-hmm.
Suck on my fucking dick and lick fucking balls.
I do have a text replacement on my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Before here, I'll send it to the group, and I'll see if you can figure out what it is.
Mm, I'm interested to see.
So I have that. I forgot that I had that saved on my phone until I typed it accidentally.
Is that Morse code?
It is Morse code.
Okay. I don't speak Morse code.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I can guess.
Hold on.
Oh, no. No, stop. Stop. Stop doing it. No.
Oh, dude. You got it right at the end.
That counts.
That was very close. Wow, you think there was ever a guy in the booth?
For sure.
That they were like,
that, they let that one fly a lot.
We need you to bleep out Alt, and then anytime it comes up, he's just.
Stop. No, don't sneak it in. No.
Yeah.
Don't sneak it in this hypothetical.
Yeah. Message from the Titanic, sir. I don't think you're going to believe this. Yes, in the middle of the ocean. Ask them to confirm. Now, how many is that? I don't know. 50? 100? I could just describe. I need you to be very calmly. Stop yelling. Look around and describe what you're seeing on the Titanic.
Okay. So this is a robot that can't... Who are they talking to?
The joke is that the Titanic is communicating with the rescue ship.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm getting an SOS.
Yes, but they don't... They have regular radios.
Right.
There's
stylistically.
No, there's no Morse code.
I see.
So the guy's like, we need help. And the other guy's like, what is it? What's going on? And then he's like, just tell me what you see. And then the guy on the Titanic is like, well, I see...
I get you.
And then
when
we're watching the movie,
they have to bleep it all out.
So you think it's Morse code. So imagine the scene with the guy with his headphones on, and they're like, it's the Titanic, sir.
Okay.
And then he's just hearing like, boo, 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 boo.
I forgot everything in that movie except the dancing, her breasts, and when the poor kids go to bed and they're about to just drown to death.
Isn't that the old people? No, the mom's putting the kids to bed.
And then the old bed scenes. And then the two rich people are going to bed and they love each other.
No, they're old and poor.
They're old and rich, I thought.
The rich people were allowed off the boat. The old poor people are in the bottom.
No, some of the rich people stayed. The industrialists.
No, they didn't.
No chance. They did. They put on their
class traitor.
I don't fucking know.
Listen to fucking class traitor.
I got a question for you,
Adam Freeland.
I got a question for
you, Adam Sula.
I got a question for you. So the band,
you know, here's
playing.
A good scene too. The it's the captain and the. No, yeah, we'll do your joke you stole from Kings of Comedy.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Wait, that's what he was gonna do?
Yeah. What the hell kind of black band, you know, keep playing while the ship going?
You know,
down?
Adam's not even gonna have his own bit. He's gonna ironically repeat a very funny joke. From
it's
Kings
one
of
the funniest jokes of all time.
Okay, yeah. As if it's a bad joke.
It's not a bad joke.
But then if it's
the
not,
best part is
hold on, Adam. If it's not, then you're stealing it.
Well, I thought it was like a famous.
I didn't know. I don't remember
I
anything.
Thought it was a reference.
You know most of our fucking fans are 14-year-old autistic boys.
Well, they should listen to the Kings of Comedy
Kings
special.
Of Comedy.
They should listen.
And they would have thought,
they
wow,
should watch
had a good one.
They should
even
watch.
Though his delivery was horrible, it was a great idea.
Yeah.
That's
I thought
what
it
they
was a ref.
Thought.
I thought it was a little reference.
Yeah, the king of references.
And then I thought I was doing a reference.
With a punchline.
Adam reference.
Like cool in the gang would be like, come on, y'all. And then he whips the mic cord.
The punchline is the dinner napkin.
He whips the mic cord. He's got a physicality to the bit.
It's very good.
The way he like whips the mic
Who's
cord up.
It's Steve Harvey's bit.
Respect.
Yeah. And then he does a part where he
Whoa, Adam, Jesus fucking Christ.
No, he uses a dinner napkin as a sail to like that he's like constructing.
But he's already got he's got
boat.
The stool upside down.
He flips the stool upside down and he's standing in it and then he takes a dinner napkin and starts blowing
awesome.
Into it.
That's awesome.
Which you can tell it was all set put on stage because he has this big Titanic thing coming up. And he was so stoked to do it. No, that's at the beginning of the special. Yeah, he came in hot.
He comes in hot.
Well, he's hosting. So,
does he, yeah.
What I was going to say is it's the scene where the captain is on the ship. Let's have another. We haven't done a Titanic episode in a while.
Let's do a big one.
Let's do gone through and just talked about the movie Titanic.
Let's do a triple X
for 20 minutes.
It's been some time.
In a long time.
I haven't told the story.
In case
about
anyone wants to do the week's worth of work to edit this into a clip of scenes from Titanic.
Yeah.
We'll just recap some of the other bits. Is it Billy Zane's the good guy in the movie?
Billy Zane's the good guy. A classic Mullen take.
I forget what else.
I don't know that we
Kathy
have
Bates
else.
Is being
oh,
the big
right,
bit.
Oh, right, Kathy Bates.
I'm the big bitch.
That's a classic.
The unfuckable Kathy Bates.
And, come on, man. She could probably suck a nice prick.
That's the name of the character.
But the captain is the ship's going down. Maybe just whoever already did the compilation.
Why don't
or
we do the thing where we
go
listen to old episodes on this episode?
Go ahead and take the video down and then edit this part into it.
Yeah, so you could have a super mega super.
But the captain, as like the scene where the glass is cracking or whatever before the water rushes in when he decides to go down with the ship, we pull back and his pants are down and he's masturbating to the idea of being killed by water.
Yeah, you know. That sounds kind of hot.
It sounds like he sunk the ship on purpose.
There would be your emotions would be running on high.
We got to watch more bad movies so we could go into them on the show.
I know, dude. I was trying to get you guys to watch.
I forgot
Space
to watch
Jam.
That honestly is like the only type of skill I ever acquired in my life.
That's what we love.
Is watching a movie and barely remembering parts.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing I forgot to mention to you guys. What? You know, the
that
one
you're
thing
Jewish?
That. Shut up, dude.
You
the one thing that PC
yet,
culture never got to, never took from us. Was
What's that stand for? Penny coin culture?
Yeah. was that Speedy Gonzalez is still on the team
paying
squad.
With
they
coupons culture.
Paying coupons.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Speedy Gonzalez is
still
there?
A character, and he's still like, I'm Mexican and fast.
I'm sleeping.
But then the credits rolled. And it was none other than, what's his name? Fluffy.
Hank Mark Azaria. Anthony?
No, Fluffy. The
Fluffy.
Fluffy voices.
He gets to be Speedy Gonzales?
He gets to be Speedy Gonzales.
Why the fuck is there no Greek Looney Tune? How about that?
Yeah. How about a mouse named Beepy Gonzales?
That's good.
And he's like, I just can't stop saying. I can't stop saying it. I'm so sleepy. And when I wake up, I just see. Everywhere
I have dreams when I have this umbrella over my eyes and I dream
them, I see
it's nothing but
pink on parade.
Stop. Where were we song. Where we watched the Gabriel Iglesias like failed reality show? Do you remember that?
Was it Ottawa?
Yeah, I think it was in Canada.
It was in Canada somewhere. And we
it was
didn't have,
truly demented.
And we didn't
show.
Have access to the internet or some shit. Yeah. So all we could do was watch television. And we found, or maybe it was definitely somewhere, maybe even Australia, maybe. But it was just like, Gabriel Iglesias and like his boys.
His boys. Like his
boys.
Turtle, his E, his drama.
Yeah.
What? Go on, keep going.
Going.
I don't want to. I feel like Nick's gonna beep me.
I'm not gonna beep you.
I
wanted to
beep
do pink
Gonzalez.
on parade. But now I should do. I should plan ahead.
You should do more.
No,
cues.
No, no,
yeah.
No, no,
okay.
No,
you don't need to plan.
No, 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 no. Don't you ever do that.
Be cool to do a reality show where it's like I'm going to Alaska. I'm gonna survive for a week on my own, and then it's like the first episode is like. chartering the plane, meeting the crew. It's like laying out the goals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, I'm like meeting a bunch of people to go, and they're like, so what kind of loadout are you getting? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. They're like, well, shouldn't you, like, what kind of rations are you going to bring? And you're like, mm-hmm. I guess we're going to figure it out when we get there.
I'm going to order a couple pizzas from Domino's. Yeah. And I'm going to put them in a fucking aluminum foil.
I'm more worried about how my hair looks right now. And then the helicopter drops me off, and it's like, well, it's been 15 minutes, and I'm dying. There wasn't a plan. The show is over. And now stay tuned next week when I fuck a fat woman in a hotel in Cincinnati when she recognizes me from being the guy from this show. Coming up on Alaska Survive. Surviving Alaska. Surviving the tundra with Doug Cash.
Doug Cash.
Doug Cash.
He's coming, and he's going to pork some fat
next week on Doug
you.
Cash. Well, I don't really have any condoms because I don't really do this kind of thing. I thought, you know, there's something special about you when I was hanging out at the airport bar.
This is new for me.
This is my friend. I don't know where we are.
Well, it's a Motel 6.
A Motel 4?
No.
A Motel 5?
No.
Is it a Motel 7?
One less than that.
Is it a Motel 5?
No. It's one more than 5 and one less than 7.
Dude, you want to hear that? That basically happened to me growing up. There was a girl that was.
There's a girl with Down syndrome that recognized you?
No.
For being from a reality show,
no,
so you raped her in a Motel 6?
No, that's not what happened.
That basically happened to
what
you?
What I'm saying
up?
Is there was a girl that was like. She had like a little piece of retarded, right?
Yeah, she was
like
slow.
She wasn't full, but she was slow. Yeah.
She's got a little piece of being retarded.
A little piece of retarded.
And hey, she was trying to make.
I got a little extra chrome that makes me bust it like this.
She was. There was like we would all hang out on our friend's porch, right in Greektown. There was like and she lived across the street, and she had we were friends with her brother.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, you felt bad, like. Yeah. She would like try and like become friends with all these like shitty, mean Greek girls that wouldn't befriend her or whatever, and then. She just like walked up to some of them that were like having a conversation, and they were like talking about some girl. She was like, oh, I know her. And they're like, okay. She was like, yeah, she's got blonde. And she's got, and they were like, you don't, I think they were like, no, I don't think you do. And she's like, no, I know her. She's like, she got blonde hair. And they're like, yeah. And she's like, and she was 16 before she was 17. And they were like, yeah. But that was like her lie of like a fact about someone that she knew to fucking.
That poor girl.
She was like, dude, and she was 16 before she was 17.
That's
and we were like, what? Yeah, but that's not how you, what you know about her. That's not a fact about her that you remember.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Is
but
it a
was...
Motel 16?
Anyways, are we going to do the blowjob or not?
Anyway.
What's a blowjob? Wow. It's going to be a big learning day for you. You know you
Doug
love learning.
Cash, surviving getting retarded pussy. Mm-hmm.
Surviving Alaska.
On this episode of Surviving Alaska, in his connecting flight to in Anchorage, mm-hmm. he's getting head from a retarded girl.
Now, a detective has come sniffing around. So I'm having a meeting at the headquarters of a former Mossad agent who does blackmail.
But by the way, my real name is Doug Moishevich.
My real name is Doug Israel.
Listen, we'd love to help you, but from what you describe, it sounds like you did rape the retarded girl. And right now we are at a big issue trying to kill Ben and Jerry or make Ben and Jerry look like they are not actually homosexual with each other.
I did hear that. I heard that they're gay.
Because we used to make them say they are gay, but now we they have to be not gay.
They have to be not gay.
Because that's only
to execute
reason,
them.
Only reason people eating the ice cream is because they think that they're gay, which is good now because of our what we did.
That's true. Damn, dude. Pray for Ben and Jerry.
Dude, it is so
funny.
They're
under attack from Israel.
How that fucking happened is they were on social media hot last year being like, fuck a racist ass America.
Right, right.
And then like one person was like, yeah, you have fucking shops in like the occupied territories. And then they just stopped tweeting.
Oh, wow.
They thought it would go away. And then...
I thought it was more than that. I thought they were like Israel boys or something.
They are. And then fucking like
damn, that's
a
gay.
Week ago, I forget, there was an article that was like, Ben and Jerry's hasn't tweeted for 2 months. Is it because of the Israel-Palestine conflict? And Ben and Jerry's was like, all right, I guess we got to just...
Yeah.
Now we got to do this because this inconsistency is going to be pointed out
right.
over and over and over again. Which makes them actually kind of worse than... The fact that they were doing that makes them worse than...
The fact they had a store in the...
Yeah, that they're, like, participating in genocide, and it's a genocidal company, and they're racist.
Well, they stopped, right? So we can eat their ice cream again.
There's better options.
I love Ben and Jerry's, bro.
Yeah.
They've been killing it for a long
time.
Dude,
the fucking ice cream place next door is amazing.
Sweetie Sweets?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Don't say it, man. Don't dox him.
I don't know their name.
All right, so you just said it, but... I mean, whatever.
I mean, it's a little taste of your own medicine, to be clear, to be fair, Nick. Yeah. I believe you said Adam's Full Address.
I've had to edit that out numerous times. Adam's Full Address has never gone out on the show. Well. And in the instances it has, it's because that was Adam's week to edit the episode.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. So it's your fault, Adam.
Yeah.
It's this kind of carelessness that's going to get you murdered by a guy.
Who
wants to be the co-host of this podcast.
Anyone could do it.
And by the way, that is, we operate on a Highlander style.
Yeah, if you here. Cut my head
if
off,
you cut
you
Adam's
can sit
head
on
off,
this
you
camping
can be
chair.
That. You can be Adam.
Yeah, you can sit here. You can join my family.
Did you see that Call really Her Daddy no girl got it? So first, Rogan got the $100 million Spotify deal.
Yeah.
That's fine. But now the Call Me Daddy girl, they got a $60 million Spotify deal.
Wow.
Give us that. It's a big podcast.
Give us, I don't care. No,
can
it's
I get
not.
Pussy from her?
This is a big
I already
podcast.
Do.
You do?
We go out with each other.
The Chinese guy from Star Trek Voyager listens to this show.
He does?
He does.
I would assume so.
Yeah. We have a lot.
I can't imagine why he wouldn't.
We have a lot of celebrities.
There's a lot of there's a lot of very important people who listen to this show. Joe Azuzu.
Oh fuck, that's awesome. Joe Tamarkio from Mr. Tar. Yeah. Do you guys remember Joe Tamarkio?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no, that's a nice
the
name.
The reference sounds hilarious.
I love references. Dude, you gotta go to fucking listen. You want to get tires in the Towson, Maryland area? You gotta go to. Hell, what's up, everybody? It's Joe Tamarkio from Mr. Tar. Yeah.
Mr. Tire.
Yeah. Joe Tamarkio from Mr. Tar.
I when you started speaking, I heard nothing but like weird Greek noises.
No. That's Baltimore, not Greek.
I heard Joe Tamarkio from Mr. Talk.
No. Joe Tamarkio from Mr. Tar.
Get that guy. Basically, any car mascot, any automotive service mascot.
Yep. Bob Bell.
They all listen to the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We used to in Vegas have a guy who
we're ranked number 1,783 in podcasts on Spotify. So
that's at least 60 million.
Well, yeah, if you consider Rogan's 5,
yep.
And Call Me by Your Daddy is like
Call Me by Your Daddy's Name
is like 90 something,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're 5 and Joe Rogan's 1.
Right.
So let's say the top spot is 100 million.
Yeah.
3.
Who's the top?
You
one?
Divide
Joe Rogan.
You divide 100 million to get to us.
Yeah.
You'd look at the rate of decay in between number 1 and number 5 from 100 million, the ratio between those.
Right.
100 to 60.
And this is a little bit of calculus we're going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do 100 minus 60.
That's 40.
40.
40 million divided by 1 through 5
4.
In sequence. And
it's
then
4.
You graph that, and then you get the arc. And then if you multiply that by our number, which is 1,500, you get $25 million, which
seems
is what,
right.
what
yeah.
we're owed.
Seems right.
That seems reasonable.
Let's go to, where's Spotify's, it's in like Oslo or some shit? Isn't it a Swedish company?
No, yeah. I think they're in Dover.
They're in Dover?
Delaware?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, time to hop in the fucking,
let's get on
95. Hop in the fucking station wagon. Get a couple fucking might not be snipers.
No, I think it's in Stockholm. I might be thinking of
the racetrack, Dover Downs.
Dover Downs. Yeah, yeah, that's true, because they play music sometimes over the PA.
That is confusing.
I think they were 16 yeah. before they were 17 yeah. also.
That is
confusing. Oh, I was thinking of Dover Downs. Yeah, I was thinking of the ponies.
Yeah,
not Spotify.
Damn, dude. Should we go snipe? Should we get sniper rifles and indiscriminately shoot in the windows at Spotify until they give us $30 million?
I remember being there with my grandpa when I was a little
kid. Think that'll work?
Mm-hmm.
How will they know that they're supposed to give us money to make it stop?
In the bullets, we write little messages.
The forensics.
A little message in a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to suck my dick, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a homo in a bottle.
Just a guy going around at a Halloween party. He's got like a cartoon lamp shoved halfway up his ass. And he's like, he's painted blue. He's like, I'm a bottle and genie. That's my costume.
Yeah, you know, it's just a little play on words.
Yeah.
I work at BuzzFeed.
That's clever.
The whole party smells like his asshole.
Yeah.
It's just a little open.
15 frozen GIFs that illustrate Aziz rape accusation.
Yep, let it go. 15, that's the one. Yeah, 15, that's the one I would
that's
use.
That's what I said.
DreamWorks. Every time women made DreamWorks faces while...
The DreamWorks smirk while Aziz raped. Fingered them badly.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay. So if we get, how about this? Mm-hmm. If we just get $3 million,
yeah,
and we each get $1 million,
that
then
would
we
be
can
fun.
Just then we can just stop podcasting.
Not with hyperinflation coming, dude.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Fuck,
dude. I only watched a couple of clips from that Biden town hall.
Uh-huh.
But it's hilarious.
What'd he say?
What does he say?
I mean, he's just out of his mind.
Yeah.
It's funny because the last week has been nothing but like all this talk about cracking down on misinformation on social media, which...
Who said that?
I'm too old and tired to scream about that now.
Yeah, I don't care.
Go ahead. Take away free speech for... I don't care. It doesn't... It'll give... Please make this show illegal to do.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yep.
But that'll never be the case because it's too stupid.
Exactly.
It's too stupid to ever be a real threat.
Mm-hmm.
So the best case scenario is it continues to destroy our lives, but be better than the alternative of having to going back to working at a gas station.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll say whatever they want me to.
Exactly.
I stand for nothing.
Anyways, the whole week of like misinformation stuff, and then Biden's just like, that's the thing is that if you get one of these, any one of the three VAP, first of all, he's the fucking mumbling and rambling.
Respect.
The entire time.
Which is awesome.
He's like, if you get any one of these three vaccines, you can't get coronavirus.
That's awesome.
And he's like, especially not the Delta disease that's going around now. And he's just like an outright blatant lie.
Which he probably thinks is the truth.
I don't even think
he's lying. I think he's just too... That's how feeble his mind is, that it's just like, vaccine means no one goes to get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then he's like asked about inflation, and he's like... He's like, these spending packages will reduce inflation. They'll reduce inflation. Like a Marge Simpson take a sweater fucking thing.
Yeah. Dude, and every time you see him talking, the best part is just thinking about Hillary Clinton watching him talk.
Oh, my God.
That's
kinda,
that is still a nice little ray of sunshine in all of this.
That's all that's
left. I hope Donald Trump is mailing Hillary pictures of his penis.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing that to her.
Prank calling her?
Yeah.
I would pay $100,000 to hear those tapes.
How you doing, Hillary? This is Domino's Pizza. We're looking for your house. I'm the driver, but it seems we're in Chappaqua, but we forgot the address. So if you can just give down the driver. It's me. I know you called and ordered a pizza about an hour ago.
You called the fat bitch special.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just in case you order a pizza in the future from Domino, I'm also... it doesn't matter that you don't order from us. Look, legally, we need your address. So you're going to have to give it to us.
He calls back. He's like, Hillary, I'm from the lesbian pantsuit store.
Hey, lesbian... Hillary...
Do you want to see Howard Stern's penis?
Damn. What's she up? What's her day to day like?
What I really want to see is
a guy's cock.
Yes.
Dripping wet.
How the fuck? Did, we've already done 40 minutes.
No, that sounds great.
No, it feels like it's been 10. That's awesome, man.
We've been having so much fun.
No, something has to be wrong.
I
no,
can I think do it's another been, Kings of Comedy, but
I think I guess now that you say it, it's probably been 40.
No,
yeah, it feels
no,
like 40.
Something's up.
Nothing's up, bro.
There's no way we did 40.
Yeah, we just don't care about the show. We didn't jump into like a time space continuum. We've just been kind of babbling for 40 minutes.
No,
it makes it flow.
Yeah, I was
beeps,
like,
well, the beeps fill out a lot of times.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that.
You played Return of the Mac. You played it for almost like 3 whole minutes in the beginning. That's to wait to get to the beeps.
Yeah.
That paid off, dude. Yeah, that was very funny. That was very funny.
We talked about the
zoo.
We did talk
about
the zoo.
We talked about Josh.
Legitimately, though, it does feel like we've been sitting here for 10, 11 minutes.
It's
that's
just
great,
what it's
dude.
Like hanging out with friends, dude.
With the fellas.
I guess I
don't
have
any
friends.
Of time.
But no, anyway, before I had sidetracked myself, there was... Oh yeah, but I wish I knew how to edit video.
Mm. You absolutely can.
You've
edit
done
video.
It before.
No, but I mean like real good to take that town hall and just have Biden's pants keep falling down and exposing like big polka dot boxers.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes,
you could absolutely learn how to do that.
Yeah, I love when people ask him questions now too. He has this like.
That's why they put the so aviators.
This like yeah, this like ridiculous face that he's making.
Yeah. I can't wait till he runs
like,
again.
Yeah, he looks like he's getting fucked in the ass by the question itself.
Yeah. A big question mark, an animated question mark is going into his ass.
Hey, Mr. Biden, 100,000 women were raped on the border yesterday. What do you have to say about that?
Look, man, you gotta be. What happened to being a cool customer? Everybody used to be a good Tom Charlie. It was you could say, for instance, you could say that perhaps there's different kinds. It doesn't matter how you make the salsa as long as you got jalapenos.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't go on vacation.
Yeah.
Well, you got to break a couple eggs.
In a lot of ways, he's kind of like the worst elements of the last, or at least maybe not the worst. But he's got a little bit of all of the other guys in him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's the greatest hits.
His bailing
dementia.
His bailing on a sentence at the end, or like bailing on like a on like already a mixed metaphor the way Bush used to.
Yeah.
Which was probably the best thing about Bush.
Oh yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
It is funny to hear like him talk again and you're like, oh yeah. Yeah.
That
I
was
forgot.
Funny. Bushisms.
Like we enjoy like Trump obviously is the funniest president of all time and he'll never be topped.
Mm-hmm.
But Bush had bangers.
Oh,
Watch
funny.
This Drive.
Watch This Drive is one of the funniest things of all time. Watch This Drive.
The gynecologist thing where it's like they can practice their love with women.
Yeah.
He had some fucking absolute heaters.
He had some bangers.
Going to the bank is something that Jews are absolutely born to do. Remember when he said that?
Mm-hmm.
I was at your bar mitzvah, Adam.
Yeah, he was giving
a special guest.
Keynote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted a Texas themed bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Just a bunch of fucking gay little Jews and assless chaps.
Yeah, we had a
and big cowboy,
we had
hats.
We
had a retard get executed. Yeah. Texas style.
Yep. Yeah. An elderly black retard with no evidence really against
it
him.
It is very funny that like anyone who's ever served in the government of Texas watches or reads Of Mice and Men. At the end, they're like, good.
Yeah.
That's what's supposed to happen. This should be called The Good Story. This movie should be called The Thing That How It Works in a Real Society.
So George, Lenny was the retard, right?
Yeah. Well, they were both retards, but like Lenny was the big retard. And George was the small retard. It was like a pinky in the brain kind of.
Yeah.
And
see.
In comparison, he was less. Yeah. He was,
and
he was
so,
the brains.
And so Lenny snapped the lady's neck.
Mm-hmm.
And George, why did George kill him?
Because they were going to fucking, like, the other guys Lynch were going to string him up.
I see.
Yeah, it was humane.
Well, I see.
Yeah.
It's like when a horse breaks its leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Texas style.
Yeah. And what do you think George was up to after that? You think he found himself another retard best friend?
Hopefully. Hope he wasn't alone the rest of his life. Or at least got some pussy.
Did they ever get pussy in that book?
How about George and Jenny? Uh-huh. George and Jenny, and Jenny's also...
From Forrest Gump?
No, like a giant...
woman?
Yeah, but it's the 30s.
Yeah.
And so, like, well, Jenny's trans, but George is like, you know, it's like, Jenny, we're going to run into trouble, so you're going to have to pretend to be retarded.
Yeah.
I see.
And that's why everybody thinks you're big.
They think you're in a dress because you're a retard.
No, they think you're a girl, but you're big. You're big like that because you're a retard.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Jenny's like, all right, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then the book ends because Jenny's in the barn, like helping the hot farmer wife with something.
Wow.
She's like, I'll just, I'm going to walk over here for a second. And they got a huge dick.
They feel really like big. Just fall.
Yeah, they trip. And
over their huge cock.
They trip over a rake. And they're like, oh, goodness.
Yeah,
and they're like, you know that picture, you know the animation of Wolverine dropping the towel?
Yes, sure.
And it's like that happens. And then the farmer's wife is like, oh, I'm going to tell my dad. And Jenny snaps her neck to make sure she doesn't tell.
Yeah. To keep and her secret.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And then George takes her out into the river, and Jenny's like, listen, I'm not an actual retard. I know you're
trying to kill me.
And George is like, yeah, but it's better I do it than those damn TERFs.
Yeah.
Back at that feminist
J.K.
co-op.
Rowling.
Yeah. The TERF co-op.
Some British bitch with little bangs.
We had to get a job. We had to get a farmhand job at a TERF co-op. And George shoots Jenny through the skull.
Uh-huh.
And he's crying, and Jenny turns around, and she's like, George. And George is like, oh, my God. And there's just a gaping hole through Jenny's head.
Mm.
And George is like, you don't have a brain?
Right.
But I thought you were born a man. And Jenny's like, I guess I've been a woman the whole time.
Wow.
And it's
it's beautiful.
It's called The Good Story.
It's
called The Good Story Part 2.
It's called
Texas Drift.
Texas Drift.
Yep.
It's called
All Women Are Brainless.
It's called Of Mice and a Really Big Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
The Good Story.
The Good Story Part
2. The Good Story Part 2.
Texas Style Good Story.
Mm-hmm.
They love being from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to move there with you boys.
I'm not moving anywhere.
Texas is a very funny place. I remember when I lived there, I had never seen it before, but like I forget if it's Ford or Chevy. They have like trucks that are just branded Texas Edition.
That's awesome. Yeah.
The King Ranch, the F-150.
Yeah, but this one, these specifically say Texas,
says Texas Edition. Insane.
Yeah.
You know they had an N-word head ranch F-150.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rick fucking, what's his name?
Rick Perry.
Rick Perry had that one special made.
Yeah.
That guy was pretty funny, too, but he was just like a pretender, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he was a pretty chill guy.
Remember that campaign video he had where he's like, it's hard to believe we live in a time where they let gays serve openly in the military, but your children aren't allowed to use the N-word in school.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
some common sense for a crazy time.
Was he
energy secretary? That was the name of it, right? Common sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to play that. That shit was awesome.
Rick Perry did kind of rock a little bit. Just another retard Texas governor trying to run it back.
Yeah, but he put on glasses to seem smarter.
He was kind of like He was kind of like the Kobe to George Bush's Jordan, you know?
He was 1B to 1A.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a steeper drop off, don't get me wrong.
No, they were pretty close. I think pretty close.
But I guess his grandfather didn't run the CIA or whatever, or father, I guess.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian. But you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when
this is cool.
Gays can serve openly in the military, but our our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school.
Wait, I thought you were joking.
I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry, and I
like that music.
Dude, he literally said gays can serve openly in the building. Yeah.
You're allowed to say that.
You don't have to be in the pews every Sunday to know that there's something wrong when a big trans bitch named Jenny can't even be shot in the head without her brain spilling out all over. This is why I oppose the release of the liberal education system's editing of John Steinbeck's The Good Story 2, Texas Drift, in which Jenny finds out she's been a real woman the whole time. I'm Rick Perry, and I have paranoid schizophrenia.
I really miss that, like, there used to always be one black Republican in every election cycle, kind of culminating with Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
There was that guy, Alan
Keyes. R.I.P. to the Big Dick Prince.
Do you remember that guy, Alan
Watching
Keyes?
Pokemon in heaven right now.
They were all, like, roly backpack.
Wasn't Alan Keyes the guy Obama beat?
Yeah, he beat him in, but he ran for president, too.
Yeah.
But the Republicans have to get the black guy next time.
They gotta get.
It's gotta be that David Clark. Nah, none of them are really presidential.
No.
No.
Remember they were trying to say Bobby Jindal's bitch ass? That guy is such a nerd.
Kenneth the Page?
Yeah. They're all too hardcore now.
Yeah.
None of them are like chill. That's David Clark guy is very funny.
They got that other guy, Alan Scott.
What? Is he the sheriff?
Yeah, he's like this weird he's like Chuck Norris's friend. He's like the other guy.
He wears
Walker,
a cowboy
Texas
hat.
Ranger.
Yeah.
I'll meet you over there, Walker. I'll meet you at the place we're going in the next scene.
Yeah, he's from Milwaukee or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. Ah, fuck.
I call him Milkwaukee.
Milkwaukee?
Because when I go there, I want to see some big old tits out for a stroll.
That's where those fucking curd-fed titties.
You better get your big fucking tit. That's what I told her myself.
Dude, I got...
Yeah, I'm on that show, Surviving Alaska.
I was in Milwaukee. Oh, sorry.
Ahead. No, go ahead. Tell the story.
No, tell...
No, Adam, please.
No, I cut you off.
You were in Milwaukee.
Oh, I was in Milwaukee with Racine, and he booked us an Airbnb that we both had to literally run away from. It was the scariest place on earth. There was blood on the sheets.
What?
And then there was an eaten chicken, like rotisserie chicken, in the fridge. And yeah, it was terrifying. It seemed like it was a safe house.
Was he scammed or was he just bad at looking?
He was like, the pictures looked a lot better than this.
Yeah, anytime I stay somewhere, like, I haven't done it in a while, but I used to get scammed all the time on Hotel Tonight by those, like... There's like, they're like newer hotels that are like owned by Chinese like conglomerates.
Yes.
Yeah. Anytime a hotel has like pictures of like pop art of the Rolling Stones in the lobby, it's worse than a truck stop or whatever.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my Airbnb on a little bit while I'm on the road so I can cook my own meals, you know?
Mm-hmm. You bringing your blender on the road?
You know, I'm off smoothies.
I've been
eating more just salads now when I want to get spinach.
It's better for you.
I went the fucking...
It is better. My
Applebee's last night.
Ooh, you did?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
Well, I got my usual, the Oriental chicken salad and the appetizer sampler. But, what?
The Oriental chicken salad
that
from Applebee's?
Fucking good.
Is that where they put the little crispy little things in it?
I love the noodles.
The crispy little.
You know what Asian salads always used to have that they don't have anymore?
Mandarin oranges.
Mandarin oranges.
They were all over the place.
And these Zumas, or as I like to call them, they're never gonna have that.
No.
That's a thing that generation doesn't understand.
Did you guys ever have the Jell-O with the little mandarin oranges in it?
No.
No. That's aspic, isn't it? Aspic?
I don't think so.
Aspenis?
I think it's a type of
You're
Jell-O.
You're eating penis. You sucked penis.
I was not eating penis.
You sucked penis? You ate penis out of a jelly can?
No, I did not.
And we got to the bottom of that.
Oh, fuck,
and
dude.
And that's the bottom line.
Coming up on Surviving Alaska.
Dude, honestly?
The charges have been filed. How will Doug get out of this one?
It's called witness intimidation.
See,
we've
this
done
is,
it thousands of times.
This is a Bowie knife. A lot of people are familiar with these. What they don't know is they think it's mostly for
you know, whatever they're for. I don't even know what the fuck they're for. I'm too lazy. He kills the retarded girl.
Yeah, yeah.
With the knife.
Dude, the AC's blowing right on me, and I had halal cart last night, and I'm in... The coldness is harming my stomach.
I've been catching some whiffs.
Yeah.
Of some stuff.
Oh, I've only farted
once. You had halal
once.
Cart last night?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Why?
Because I was out till doing spots, and I was like, this rocks. This is my old life.
Yeah.
I got high with our boy Derek Gaines. I was like, I'm having a great time.
There's some aspects of the old life I won't return to. One of them is eating that fucking chicken off those. I was never really into that, I guess.
Though. It tastes really good.
Halal cart?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not. I mean, maybe I just don't know where the good
the
halal cart.
The white sauce is very good.
Yeah. I know a couple great spots.
When you catch a good one, you catch a good one.
And I was like, you know what? I had three spots. I'm running all over town. I smoked fucking a little weed with the comics afterwards.
Nice,
just,
brother.
It felt like,
where were the
felt
spots?
Like old times. I did like some show on the Lower East Side. Then I did the show, Luisa's show in the old fucking UCB Chelsea where Whiplash used to be.
Oh, Antonelli's. They call it now.
Yeah, Antonelli's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Cascade by Antonelli.
Yeah. And then I was at the... Dude, and then I was at the Stand on the Thursday.
Oh, fascist.
The late show on a fucking Thursday was packed. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, so you're double dipping. You're doing Communist Luisa's communist show.
Well, I'm a centrist, as everyone knows.
Yeah.
So I try and connect
then,
both sides.
And that your center of gravity is your entire body.
Is my balls right at the center.
Your whole
so
body
heavy.
Is the center of
gravity. No, my balls are. Ooh, that's nice. You sitting there blocking out the AC?
Yeah.
That's good for me.
Ow, fuck.
What happened? Getting,
the mic keeps fucking ripping off parts of my beard. He's getting because I wear it shorter now.
Yeah, you have gone shorter. You're trimmed.
And the
it's a summer look.
It keeps getting ripped off.
How does it feel to be off the long beard?
I don't know. I mean, I shaved a while ago.
I know, but we've never discussed it.
Literally no different. I mean, I guess it doesn't get caught in things anymore. Yeah. It's also not winter. In the winter, it gets caught in your zipper.
Right.
In your jacket.
Or a man's zipper on his penis.
Yeah, when you're bouncing your forehead off his belt buckle. You know what I'm saying?
No,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
You do know.
You actually know, Nick. You guys know so intimately.
You really know.
My idea of sucking a man's dick is basically like a stick figure drawing.
No,
With a line going through a circle.
No, it's a beautiful, realist oil painting.
It's alien to me.
No, it's not.
You're with a real rough customer. No. He's got a real big belt
In fact,
buckle.
It's making my head hurt to even try to conceive of it that I'm just going to pleasantly think about having sex with a woman.
No, you're not.
A mentally disabled woman, perhaps.
No. No, it's a man that you're thinking
of. You know, those are the trophies in, like, rodeo competitions.
A mentally disabled
a
woman?
A big belt buckle.
Oh, I thought you were meant a woman to...
That you could breed.
Yeah.
Oh, like
to make yourself some strong
and then
cattle hands.
Well, he's beat the bull, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how they make rodeo clowns.
Yeah, right.
the winner gets the fucking retarded girl.
My father was a bull rider, and my mama was the prize. And there really ain't much of an option for a guy like me other than to go into clowning. What being half cowboy, half retard.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it is in Texas. I mean, you don't need to be in church every Sunday to know there's something wrong when gays can serve openly in the military. But you can't taunt a bull in an effort to have sex with a mentally retarded woman and produce a clown child.
Oh, fuck.
They're good.
Dude. I guess something's wrong with my fucking elbows.
Yeah, I mean, that's been clear for a while.
They lock up.
You got tennis elbow.
I think I got pussy elbow.
That's what Federer has, dude.
Really?
You got it from being the goat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got it from eating some goat. Dude, I'm going to Greece. I can't wait to eat goat.
Dude, it's going to be so cool.
They're such weird animals, dude.
Yeah, I don't fuck with
those
goats.
I was looking at some at the zoo.
Uh-huh.
At the Prospect Park Zoo. The P Zoo. That one's...
The Pee-Pee Zoo.
That one's weird because it's like... That one's definitely for children.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have like just... Some of the animals in the cages are clearly just cats.
Like from a house?
I mean, basically.
Yeah.
It's a cat with like spots instead of stripes.
Yeah.
What are those called? Lynx?
No, I mean, it's not. It looks like a cat. It's not like, it doesn't look kind of like a cat. It's a fucking cat that just has like leopard color.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
I would love a cat like that.
Yeah, they also have like ducks and pigeons and shit.
Pigeons?
Yeah, and they have goats.
What the fuck, pigeons?
Yeah.
You could just see one on the fucking ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was. It was funny. I was there, and there's like a bunch of geese in like some area. And one of the workers came out, and he's like, "All right, you guys hungry?" And then this goose sees the guy and just turns around. And is like, "Bah, bah, bah," and goes back and just fucking avoids him. And it's funny to be like,
rude.
It's funny to be like a like. Your coworkers hate you, but they're like ducks.
Yeah, yeah. You're so annoying. Sorry. It like fucking translates to species.
Yeah.
What a loser.
That goose had its finger on the pulse.
And guess who that guy was?
Finger on the Pulse nightclub. Famously an FBI op. Famously the liberal media repainting that as a hate crime when apparently it wasn't.
Is that so?
Yeah, I only recently learned that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I thought that was a hate crime for sure. It was like a fucking like 3 weeks ago. I found out that. Yeah, wait, apparently
that guy, the FBI killed.
I thought
guy?
That
no,
guy
they
was,
didn't. He went to another nightclub to shoot a place up, but it was like closed or something, or he couldn't get in. I don't know, but it's it wasn't. It wasn't like specifically.
What was his name? Omar or something.
His name was Adam Friedland.
No, it wasn't.
I thought he was gay or some shit.
I think he was.
I thought he used to like go get blackout at the gay club and then
and to take
get
it
pissed.
Out. He took it out on them for turning him gay.
Yeah. For Kylie.
Yeah, it's funny. It's shit
hard.
Like that. It's shit like that that makes you like. You think about the Stephen Paddock thing, and people are like, of course it was like a, well, not people, but, you know, people like me.
Yeah.
They're like, of course it was like a CIA thing or like some kind of op.
That one is very fucked up.
But it might just be that that's not really the fucking exception. That most of them are just kind of like some guy doing a thing, and then after the fact, they got to like attach it to
so you
like
think
one singular extremist motivation that may have been held by the person.
Yeah, I guess living in a country where mass shootings are, everyone just sort of accepts them, is really good cover to do executions whenever you want.
Mm. Well, I'm just saying that most, because it's like, you know, people are stupid and they got a process like, oh, there's a mass shooting. They do it because of Islam? Did they do it because they're a misogynist? Do they do it because they're homophobic?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Are they racist or whatever?
Right.
It could be that most of them are just, I mean, I have no idea. Who gives a shit anyways?
They're doing it for attention. That's what I
thought. I ran out of zoo stories, and I haven't seen enough movies.
I'm going to the zoo this week.
No, you aren't.
Yes,
dude.
I am.
You fucking copying piece of shit.
No, not.
I'm
leaving.
Call them.
I'm leaving New York.
I'm not going to a New York zoo. I'm
going to
call them up now, and I'm going to tell them, because I have a membership.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell them not to let his
I'm
ass
I'm not
in.
Going to a New York zoo.
You're going to the SD zoo?
I'm going to the San Diego zoo.
The suck dicking zoo.
No, that's not true. One of the best zoos.
Is it a good zoo?
Apparently.
Are you
I
a
think
zoo
it
guy?
Is, yeah. No, that was the zoo that I went to most.
Does your
times
dick ever get hard when you have to shit?
Dude, I have to shit so bad, too. But your dick.
It's very funny imagining your, like, small dick.
My dick is
just
regular
like,
size.
Just like a little robot antenna.
Yeah, it's
antenna,
getting hard
like,
because...
Like, sticking up because you have to shit. Because
your ass...
Just heard there's a red blinking light on the end.
I will say, it is a smaller, more condensed erection when you have to shit.
Well, you,
it's a more painful erection.
It's because your ass thinks the turd log
no,
is a
it's
penis.
No, that's not why.
It's like you're getting
Adam,
stimulated.
That's not why.
Adam might be on the show.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's
dude.
Not why.
Everyone knows that about gay guys.
Yeah. I didn't even say
love,
it happens to me. I asked if it happened to you.
They love to have turd logs.
Did I ever say it happened to me? Or did I ask if it happens to you?
I didn't say yes.
Well, I'm just saying.
But you
I
said
didn't
that
either.
Your little penis is hard right now.
No, I didn't.
From
I didn't say my dick
shit.
Was hard.
Yeah, imagine how
said,
bad it.
You said does your condensed. Dick ever get hard?
Imagine
I
how bad that turd must feel. Is that he's like in Stav's ass and he's making Stav hard and he can see Stav's dick from the distance and he's like, I'm making Stav like the penis is hard for me. And then he comes out and the penis is like, oh, you're just a turd. I thought you were a penis.
Yeah, you're just going
and
down that
like,
way. Happens.
Always a bridesmaid.
That's not what happens.
It happens
that
every
poor
time.
Turd.
That, your poor turds.
That turd really wanted to make you happy.
That all he wants to do
he
is get married.
That doesn't even happen to me. I just asked if it happened to you. So I don't even understand
just,
why I'm being attacked right now.
You're just
right
deleting
now.
The Grindr app and flushing him down the toilet.
I'm just trying to make
way conversation.
Did you see this shit this week? The
About
Grindr?
The Catholic priest?
Dude, that is wild.
Wait, what happened?
That's wild.
So, some like fucking, I don't even know what blog it was, but they like bought all of Grindr's like location data. And then like it's supposed to be anonymized.
Right.
Because they make their money selling people's personal fucking data. But it's like, oh, it's anonymous or whatever. Then you just look up the address of somebody. And then see if like the phone's been there, and then you have an idea of who lives at that house.
Oh wow!
And then they track this like Catholic
and they found a Catholic priest.
They
like
found his
head.
Official, and then he was like doxxed and exposed in the media as being on Grindr and going to gay clubs because like a private company bought this information for the purpose of harassing people.
Yeah,
damn.
Grindr sold the information. Isn't denying that that's what happened. They said, like, oh, no, it's technically impossible to do that. It's like, well, it happens.
It
so
just happened.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. And fucked up, I
and
guess.
And also,
you know?
He's, like, head of, like, a like United States, like...
Well, that's... I mean, you'd rather he be gay than fuck kids. You know what I'm saying?
I thought that's the same thing, dude. Yeah.
No.
I'm the guy that says that kind of stuff.
Bro. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said
What you say is like repeating Steve Harvey jokes.
Yeah, and saying it's stupid lilt. Synagogue.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good impression of yourself.
Yeah, top five
I'm
answers.
Gay. I'm gay.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Top five answers.
No, no,
yeah, it's like when you run.
That's too real.
It's like when you run.
That's too real. You do that too well.
When you do the like
you
the
really
old said, filter on your face multiple times, it's like you ran the Adam Friedland filter over your voice like three or four times to
I
get
don't
that.
Sound like that.
You know, that's what I'm saying though. If you run
that
the filter,
top five answers thing is going to haunt me for a while
because it made Nick horny.
No, and now I'm thinking about the turds in your ass again.
That doesn't
horny.
Make me horny. I asked a question to
you
drive
horny
conversation.
Off your turd. You
I
do.
Don't get
you
horny off my turds.
That. You admitted that.
I never admitted
you
it.
Did admit that.
I'm trying to give the show a little juice.
You said that
by asking provocative questions. Okay.
Wow, you really went there.
I'm trying to spark dialogue.
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm trying to investigate the human condition. And now I have to go shit, and you can see my cock is soft.
It my dick
hard, am I hard?
It looks
no,
hard.
You look pretty hard.
It's not hard. That's a small ass dick.
That's as hard.
That's,
as
no,
hard.
My dick doesn't get fucking. This is not my hard dick.
That's
I have
hard.
A soft. It looks small because it's soft.
Yeah, it looks really hard.
My
and small.
No, your whole midsection. Your dick looks like the nose on the robot emoji.
This is not a hard dick. I have to shit, and my dick is soft.
My dick does get like kind of like plump, and it hangs low when I have to piss in the summer.
Sure,
yeah, that's normal
because it's filled with
something. Yeah, yeah.
I do have to shit though, for real.
All right, dude, we've done like 6.5 hours.
All right, yeah, I guess that's fine.